it was one of these moments of, I must have heard you wrong, when the director of the El Paso Center said, I'll never be out of a job as long as the state of Texas keeps on making 10-year-olds.
The photographs are of 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds, even 7-year-olds. They are not on playgrounds or in school or with family at dinner. They're in prison. There are 70,000 of them, not just in El Paso, but here in Sedgwick, Johnson, Wyandotte, and Douglas counties. Their large-scale portraits hang on stark white walls of the Ulrich Museum on the Wichita State University campus.
88% of the kids across the country are in for pissing off an adult, and 12% are in for some sort of person-on-person violence. So 12%, you may need to consider that you can justifiably be afraid of, but they also need treatment and help and a steering on a better path. And the other 88% are just in there for the wrong reason.
Photographer Richard Ross has spent 7 years with these kids in correctional and detention facilities in 22 states and D.C. His portraits obscure the children's faces, as he does not want the possibility of even more of this punishment to become part of their record when they are released, and many wait till adulthood for that. One picture is of a girl from the waist down. She wears a blue uniform-like skirt and white tennis shoes. One hand clenches the other as she waits for the camera's shutter.
I was at Rosemead, California. I asked the director, what percentage of girls here that are in custody have been sexually abused? And he looked at me like I was crazy and said, what percentage? Every one of them. Every one of the 88 girls here have been sexually abused, and many of the boys that come into the system as well.
A kid in Lawrence got in a fight at school. Other kids were calling his mom names. The police were called. He wouldn't put his seatbelt on. He's 12, and he's doing his homework on a narrow blue cot. The only other thing in his cell is a toilet/sink. It's kind of clean and sparse and pristine. Richard Ross spent time with him.
Well, pristine is a nice word to use for a jewel, for a place setting. When you're dealing with a teenager, you don't want to use the word pristine. You want to go into a room that's nice and messy and lived in and clean up your room. So it's a different set of values that you're putting on the environments for these kids. It's not a place for these kids. The kid in the top image is there because his parents said he was out of control and he's there doing his homework. You do your homework when you're at home. The girl in the bottom, she's better off getting any direction or resources in her neighborhood rather than sitting there.
The girl in the bottom picture is in Sedgwick County Juvenile Detention in Wichita. Part of her statement reads, I think they cursed me when they named me. They should have named me Devil. Nobody comes to visit me here. Nobody. I've been here for 8 months. My mom is being charged with aggravated prostitution. She wanted me to have sex for money and give her the money. The money was for drugs and men. I was always trying to prove something to her, prove that I was worth something.
It's just not effective. It's not effective. It's not humane. It's not a good deterrence. It's not a good rehabilitation. What it is it's punishment for pissing off an adult.
Well, isn't it also the adult throwing off their responsibility of caring for their child?
Yeah, that amazingly enough, that does happen in this country, where you get young parents that don't know how to parent, that are in poverty, that don't have the resources to raise a kid, either financially or with guidance. Young generations that are isolated, that are jobless. And then these kids do the wrong thing, and they are the ones that are paying the price. But as a society, we haven't really figured out how to be a little more humane to entire groups of people.
One of the pictures in the exhibit has no kids in it at all. It shows a vast and solid three-story detention center in Cook County, Illinois. Each story is a mile around. There's a basketball court in the foreground, which is dwarfed by the squat girth of the building. But there are no players. All are inside in 7x10 or 8x10 tiny rooms.
Depression is a major issue. A lot of these kids are medicated because it's real easy to throw antipsychotics at them and have them subdued. So in some institutions, you have 10% of the kids unmedicated. In other institutions, you have 10% of the kids medicated. They're bored. It's cold. It's isolating. And the kids don't want to be here.
Why is it cold? Is that part of the...
It's an instrument of what they do as punishment. It's incredibly noisy. The noise reflects off everything. And these kids put sweatshirts over their head or blankets over their head. They just want to hide. They don't like themselves at this point, and they don't like anything around them. It just defines their world. So when I find one situation like that, it's an anomaly. When I go all around the country and I keep on finding the same patterns repeated, then it becomes the practice.
Richard Ross says that the average cost of detention is $88,000. The average cost to feed one child is about $500 a year, $1.54 a day. Incarceration of juveniles is big business and militaristic. A portrait of seven teenaged boys has them clad all in yellow. They're planting their feet exactly onto painted yellow footprints on the floor. Perfect rows, heels touching and toes slightly pointed outward. The instructor in front of them looks indeed like a Marine sergeant.
The skills they learn are the skills of survival, and they're very good at it. And the skills they learn are how to be accountable to a very forceful authority. They're not creative skills. In that case, in Colorado, at a boot camp.
The one with the yellow jumpsuits.
They're being instructed by a former Marine Drill Corps instructor. And the skills they learn are how to say, sir, yes, sir. This isn't learning to be creative and nimble in a world that demands creativity and flexibility. This is a world that teaches kids how to be accountable to a very clear and mapped out authority.
Juvenile Injustice by Richard Ross is at the Ulrich Museum at WSU until April the 13th. For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.